Everything pop culture and more. You're in the fish tank with DJ Fish.
What is up? It is DJ Fish, and I'm here with
Miss G.
And today, we're going to be talking about conspiracy theories. Obviously, we have to talk about, like, the top dog conspiracy theories, which is, like, aliens and Area 51. What are your thoughts? I have a lot.
I mean, I feel like aliens for sure exist. Did people end up going into Area 51? Like, remember, there was, like, a Facebook group, and, like, tens of thousands of people joined it. And then they're like, we're going to storm it. Like, did that actually happen? Or
it did. I remember people were all like, I don't think they went in, but like they went into like where it would be.
Yeah. I definitely think like,
or like the area.
Why is it blocked off if there isn't anything there, you know?
Yeah.
Why is the government keeping it such a secret?
This specific area. Why are we not allowed in there?
What's going on in there?
Knock, knock. What's in there?
Hello. Yeah. I definitely think something's up with that.
Yeah.
But also just, like, there is no way that we are the only planet in this entire universe.
That's what I think.
That has living beings on it.
Mm-hmm.
There's literally no way.
And, like, how many...
How many instances? How many recordings have there been? Have you watched the...
Bro, there's videos of, like...
What's that one thing on Netflix? And it's like the Netflix series and it's like unexplained things or whatever.
Unexplained files or whatever? No, that's not it.
It's something files or like unsolved mysteries, something like that. And
have
like,
you seen Ancient Aliens?
No.
It's so funny. Like they make it to the point where I don't believe in aliens.
Oh my God.
Like they go, they're like, how did the Egyptians have all of these like resources? And it's like, because they know how to like.
Yeah, yeah.
Like shut up.
Like there's not aliens dropping. Bricks,
here you go.
Bricks. Like, here, build the. Here's a blueprint. Build this. No.
Yeah.
But there's definitely, like. But also, I think about aliens were probably so intrigued by humans, and then we evolved, and they're like, wow, these guys are stupid. Like, that's probably why we don't see them much. And they're if like, people are getting, like, abducted for experiments, I don't blame them.
They're like, we need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
With at least.
What is an iPhone? What is an iPhone and why is everybody's back hunched because of them?
The iPhone comes out. Oh, everyone's posture just went down.
Did you ever see that thing? Conspiracy theory. Did you ever see that thing where it's like people's pinkies are now like deformed because of the way that they hold, like you hold your phone on the bottom, like there's an indent or something. And I look at my pinky sometimes and I'm like, yeah, like you're right. Yeah,
it is.
Conspiracy theory. iPhones are deforming the human body.
Even our brains.
So yes, aliens
are real.
Yeah.
Like aliens. Without a doubt, they're real. And then like also, like have you ever seen like the videos of it of like obviously like you have like flying saucers or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But have you seen the videos of like there's like a ship or something that just in the air?
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, like it's just gone.
Yeah.
That's
because it's super zoomed. You ever watch them, you know, the Marvel movies when they like, you know, jump past like the, yeah, that's what they're doing, like into other universes.
Yeah.
Also, like, have you watched Nope?
Yes.
Okay.
I love it.
An amazing movie.
It is.
But also, like, that's the type of thing I feel like we personify aliens so much. Like, oh, they're just like these things that walk around and whatnot. But like, I think we forget, like, it's capable. Like, I think aliens are close to the things that are at the bottom of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
That we don't know and don't want to know about. Like, do I think aliens are real? Yes. Do I want to know about them? No.
You're like, I just like, I know they're real, but I don't want to know about them.
Yep. Yep. I respect you, but I don't need to know you.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Aliens not debunked.
Okay, our second one. I don't know if anybody has heard of this. But the Mattress Firm, like, scandal or whatever.
You said that, and I have no idea what that is.
So, basically, I think it's in Illinois. So, like, in Chicago or Illinois.
Wow.
There's, like, a specific area that has, like, 20 mattress firms in a 10-mile radius.
It's a drug ring.
People are saying that they're laundering money and just, like...
100%.
And, like, I'll show you the map.
It's 100%. Like, I know that when you open a business, they're like, at least with food, it's like, open it within this mile of radius or whatever. I'm so sorry. The radius for like, food, understandable, because, like, nobody's going to, you know.
Like, if it's a, like, Jimmy John's or, like,
but
McDonald's.
I don't need a mattress firm every
two miles.
No. That's no way. Nope. No way. That is so suspicious.
Yeah.
CIA.
How many times
you are slacking?
How many mattresses do you need in one state? In one state,
Every time I drive past a mattress place, there is nobody inside of it. Like, there's
the one
the
on
workers.
Washington.
You just like drive by and there's a worker laying on the bed because there's nobody. Because
there's nothing to do.
Yes, like, you have to buy a mattress like once every 7 years. I think if you're like a person with money that can actually afford that, but the rest of us just use the same mattress for our entire lives. Like,
you're like, this was my toddler bed. Yes, I've used this since I'm 28 now.
Yes. Yes. Like, when you move out and you're like, I'm going to take this mattress.
Yeah, you're like, Mom.
Yeah, sorry. I don't have $700 for something to lay
on.
They're
so expensive. And also, like, how many people, like, if I'm going to move out, there better be a bed.
Yeah.
Like, in the apartment that I'm moving into.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to move that.
Yeah. The mattresses themselves are not terrible. Like, except, did you know that mattresses, the reason that they weigh more over time is because it collects your, like, dead skin cells and, like, the dust.
That is disgusting.
It is disgusting, which is why you're supposed to get a new mattress every 7 years. But again, you're supposed to. Maybe like 10% of the world is, or 1%, that like rich 1%. But there's not, the demand is not meeting the supply. Like, there's too much supply. That's suspicious.
But not enough demand.
I would like to.
I learned that in econ.
I need the criminal justice class to actually take a field trip to Chicago and visit every single one of. And investigate. Just like question the people. See if they're like kind of fidgety. And
there's like a video. It's okay. It's Shane Dawson's video. I don't support him, but the only video that I can find of someone driving in one street in one direction.
And it's like mattress.
And they
mattress,
see like mattress, five.
There's another opinion I want to say, but this is a school podcast, so I'm going to keep that to myself. But some certain people should be looking into that. And maybe those people are connected to it, benefiting from it. So, but that's all I will say. Mattress firm, conspiracy or truth, I vote truth.
It is true. Like, it has to be true. Yeah. Why are there so many mattresses in one area?
That is very suspicious to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's next?
Helen Keller.
I just want to put a disclaimer. Please, if this was a YouTube video, you'd put the asterisks with the disclaimer. This is more like I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I know that this woman existed, but Helen Keller, maybe I just haven't watched enough stuff about her, but like, how do you learn to communicate when you are both blind and deaf?
Yeah.
You can't see anything. You don't like, I'm like thinking like from birth, you don't know what anything is.
Mm-mm.
You don't know what it looks like.
You know what it feels like, but like you can't see it.
You can feel and you can smell and you can taste.
Yeah.
But like, which one of those helps me understand like who my mother is or like what a letter is?
Yeah.
Like, how do I say yes? How do I say no? I literally just looked up this has been going around on TikTok though. Like the conspiracy of like, is Helen Keller real? Or like, was she like being truthful about being blind and deaf?
Yeah. It's like Stevie Wonder. Like, have you ever seen videos of him? Like, there's like one time.
He's just blind.
He's blind.
Okay.
But people don't believe he's blind.
Yes, he is.
He'll like, there was one time like a mic was about to drop and he just grabs it before it drops.
I'm a firm believer. Like Daredevil. Isn't Daredevil blind?
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer that like that is true for people. Like when you lose senses, your other senses are heightened.
You're like,
I firmly believe.
Spider-Man.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like people that are blind, like I know that they like sonar.
Mm-hmm.
Like they can feel everything. 100%. So Stevie Wonder, conspiracy or truth, I don't believe that that is a true conspiracy. But Helen Keller.
Hey, man.
I'm going to go home this weekend and I'm just going to watch a lot of Helen Keller things and figure out like.
You're like, I'm going to figure this out.
How did she first learn? Like, I understand like Braille, but again, how do you.
I like just thought about this. What if she wasn't a real person? And this is just like almost like something that like. Like people have like told us like, oh, so she's real. So then it's like
we should be grateful for our lives. We should be grateful that we can see and hear.
Since she can do this, you can do this.
You can do anything.
That's what I think.
Helen Keller flew a plane, so you can
do a paper.
Yeah. Helen Keller could give speeches, so could you. Like, yeah, maybe it is one of those. But also, again, I don't want to be disrespectful to her and herself. I'm going to say conspiracy theory. No, like not. I don't believe it's a conspiracy theory out of respect.
Yeah, but you're like,
am I gonna look into it more? Yes. Am I gonna try to find like figure out how did they teach Helen Keller how to communicate? Yes, I'm going to look into that. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Now,
dun-dun.
On to Jeffrey Epstein.
The SUV intro, Law and Order.
Honestly, like, I know who Jeffrey Epstein is, but you're going to have to, like, guide me through this.
Okay, Jeffrey Epstein, if I am correct, it's been a while since I watched. You should watch the documentary that is on Netflix. It's extremely informative. And now there's one for his girlfriend that you should watch, Ghislaine Maxwell.
That one on, like, Peacock?
They're both on Netflix.
Okay, I know my parents watched one of them.
Jeffrey Epstein is this dude who somehow, some way, like, worked himself up a ladder. Like, I'm pretty sure, again, watched this a while ago, but I'm very much like a true crime person. He did not tell the truth about his work history, and it got him a job, which then got him a better job and a better job and a better job. Like, went into this job, lied about his experience, like, lied about going to a college, and, like, got into this, like, corporate world, whatever it was. And, like, that's how he built his life. So his beginnings is literally a lie. Like, this man is not truthful. This is not a good man. Okay. And then, like, so he became a millionaire, billionaire, whatever. I'm too poor to know what those numbers are. Anyway, Jeffrey Epstein, this dude with a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to that point, I'm talking, like, in the running in the same circle as, like, Donald Trump and, like, the people that have been presidents, the Clintons, like, people that are very high profile.
Yeah.
He has a lot of money. He's going to those galas, going to, like, those types of things. And he gets his girlfriend. She's, like, from France, I think, Ghislaine Maxwell. The whole theory is he was sexually assaulting underage girls. And he has his own island. Like, that's how much money he has. And he would fly this private jet from wherever main spot in America to his private island, which I want to say it's, like, near Florida, maybe, which,
that sounds,
you know,
yeah.
People would, every time somebody, he would bring people with him to this island, and they would have to sign the login sheet for the, like, plane, mm-hmm. like, saying that they were a guest on the plane. And people were on there, like the Clintons, like Donald Trump. These people went, like, multiple times, these high-profile people, celebrities that were his friend. But this same island is the place where these girls ended up coming out and saying, like, I was picked up by Ghislaine Maxwell, his girlfriend, saying, oh, like, do you want to come hang out, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then they would go to wherever, and then he would ask these girls to do these things that they should not be doing because they're underage.
Yeah.
And this is very much illegal, inappropriate, like, these girls were taken advantage of. But when you're young, and, like, a lot of them didn't come from, like, good backgrounds, I think he would pay some of them, I'm not sure, but they would continually invite them back, and then these girls, it was like human trafficking.
Yeah.
Because then these girls that got wrapped into it, they'd be like, okay, now go find other girls to go do these things. And then they would bring more. So that's, like, the basis of it. And then he got arrested. I want to say it was related to it, or they arrested him for something else so that they could, you know how sometimes they arrest people for other things just to arrest them because they couldn't get them on the other thing?
Yeah.
Okay. It might have been something like that. But the whole conspiracy of, like, did he take his own life is based off of, like, he has all of this information. It was basically like a pedophilia ring.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay, he's in this world, has connections to all these people. I really hope the government doesn't listen to this. They're like, this girl knows too much.
I'm pretty sure I'm not that popular.
But, like, I think what the conspiracy is that he knew all this information about all of these high profile people. And, you know, he's in jail. And when you're at that point and you go to court, like, you can make a deal. You can say, I have information about these people, and then get, like, a lesser sentence. He's not going to get off for free, but he's going to get a lesser sentence. Yeah. And I think that that's what everybody that had associated with him was afraid of. And all of a sudden, before he, like, talks to anybody,
he's dead.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's why people are like, Jeffrey Epstein did not take his own life.
That makes a lot more sense.
Something on the inside happened because these high-profile people were trying to protect themselves.
Yeah.
So everybody should look into that. That's an interesting...
That is interesting.
Watch it on Netflix. I could talk about that forever.
If you were in... Well, obviously, like, not really in Jeffrey's shoes.
To play the devil's advocate, no. Just kidding.
But, like, if you were in that situation where it's, like, you had all of this information...
I would... Okay, like, yes, again, like, not to say if I were in his shoes. Yeah, I would spill the beans. What do you mean? I'm not going down by myself.
Y'all are coming with me.
Yeah. I'm just the guy that owns the island.
Thank you, Ms. G, for joining me today for In the Fish Tank. Tune in next time where I will be talking about the Oscars. You can listen to this at any time on the 91.1 WEDM app. Bye. Yeah.